Dietrich Buxtehude grew up in what is now northern Germany. After a decade of holding various organ positions, he was hired by the Marienkirche in the wealthy imperial city Lübeck, which is where he composed today's setting of the first three verses of Psalm 34. It's now thought that Psalm 34 reached its literary form during the time of intense editing of the Psalms between 200 and 190 BCE. Ultimately, and overall, this is a wisdom psalm, one which exhorts the faithful to remain true to Yahweh. That's the only way to true happiness. Today we will focus on the glorious opening three verses of Psalm 34, verses which give words of praise. One senses that Buxtehude resonated with these verses, because he has given each small textual phrase its own music, creating a series of short sections to which he appends a very long Alleluia. Although Buxtehude does provide some passages which are calm and quiet, he focuses primarily on the spirit of exaltation and praise. The music is wonderfully rich for its day. The score shows 13 instrumental parts, 5 soloists, and a 4-part choir. The music is also dramatic, whether because the 4 trumpets are sounding, or because we hear the choir, soloists, and instrumental groups alternating with each other. And do not overlook those dramatic pauses. With some of the extended pauses, you have to wonder what's coming next, and that adds to the motet's excitement. Finally, if any other proof is needed to convince us that this is still thought to be one of Buxtehude's most wonderful masterpieces, just remember that we are hearing it performed live by one of France's leading early music ensembles in the chapel of Europe's most grand palace at Versailles.
Thank you.